What the hell was that?
Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me?
Hello?
Yeah. Are you there?
We gotta get rid of this kook. I got an idea.
Greatness at its finest.
Welcome to the Rodcast.
Wonder who that could be.
On the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260.
Come on, why you want to play a brother like that?
And hornfm.com.
Is there a problem back there?
With the Longhorns play and Austin talks sports.
Welcome back to the Rodcast. You can always be a part of the show. Hit us up, Specs Text Line. That's the best way to do it, 512-337-3776. You also can hit me up via Twitter. I'm at Rod Babers in the Twitterverse. My man Wags is at Not The Fake Wags. We got a ton to get into. It's one of those days that's just jam-packed. Of course, we'll get to the big news. Toronto Raptor fans out there, I'm sure, excited. I haven't met many in my life, but Kawhi Leonard is now a member of the Toronto Raptors. They made the trade to swap DeMar DeRozan going to the San Antonio Spurs. Of course, we'll get to that. There are a couple of NFL stories I got to get to. Cowboys fans should be really excited. Randy Gregory got the green light. Randy Gregory is he's been conditionally approved to play games, like on a conditional basis. He's basically on probation. So if he messes up again, he could get suspended. I think he'd be even worse. Remember, he's got the 14-game suspension. Then he was suspended all of last year as well. So right now, Randy Gregory is going to be back with the Cowboys, and he hadn't played in a couple of years. But that's good news, adding to the Cowboys' pass rush now that he's been approved to play, no longer suspended. We'll get to that. Also, there's more talk from Big 12 Media Days that I want to get into, the quarterback situation. Tom Herman talking about his backup quarterbacks. And he actually talked about his backup quarterbacks. I'm talking about backup, the two freshmen, Casey Thompson and Cameron Rising, as much as he talked about his two starting quarterbacks. And that was, the big topic of discussion. That was one of the most talked about issues for Texas, that and the play calling. And he talked a lot about the young quarterbacks that he brought in. So we'll get into what that means, whether that's a good thing or a bad thing, that Tom Herman said those young guys are going to give the older guys a run for their money. All right, so we'll talk some Cowboys. Le'Veon Bell, we'll also address that here in the first seven. We haven't talked about that. Yesterday we were jam-packed with Big 12 discussion. We'll get into Le'Veon Bell as well. We didn't talk about Alex Bregman and him winning the All-Star Game MVP, but congratulations to Alex Bregman. The Astros had back-to-back home runs, one to go ahead and one to seal it, with Astros, Bregman, and George Springer off of a Dodger. You couldn't write it better.
Here's Bregman into left center field. Back at the wall and gone. Forget the tie. It's 6-5. Here's Springer into right center field at the wall. That is gone. 7-5 AL. And a couple of Houston Astros go back to back in the 10th.
Woo! The Astros, man, they just continue the hot streak. They just, that was it. They're the Warriors of Major League Baseball right now. If you're a young baseball fan, you're probably trending toward being an Astros fan on that Astros bandwagon. Just the way they play, the young stars. Hell, we never, as an Astros fan, never thought you'd be talking about Bregman probably becoming, as big a star or even a bigger star than Carlos Correa, but he's on that type of trajectory and pace. 2017 American League MVP, Jose Altuve. 2017 World Series MVP, George Springer, who just hit the seal it home run for the American League in that All-Star game. And in 2018, of course, All-Star game MVP, Alex Bregman. So the Astros' young stars showing up the last couple of years on the big stages for them. And it was the first game in Major League Baseball history that had five different players hit a home run on each team. That's all-star, playoffs, or regular season. the long ball maybe is coming back, at least in the All-Star festivities, in the All-Star game, and of course, that the home run derby that Bryce Harper wins in spectacular fashion with a kind of a walk-off in extra time. The All-Star game also goes to extra innings. Got to give it up for Major League Baseball and the All-Star festivities this year. That was a hell of a boost. You want drama. You want it to be competitive, and the big kind of marquee spectacle event is the Home Run Derby. It was competitive. It had a ton of drama, had a ton of storylines. You had a big name and a superstar win it in Bryce Harper. And then the All-Star game goes to extra innings, and it's won with a home run, essentially, to seal the deal with George Springer, Alex Bregman with the go-ahead home run. Those are stars on the World Series contender, the Astros, who look like they are at least on track to try to repeat or at least defend their title in the World Series. You couldn't ask for a better All-Star weekend if you're Major League Baseball. And I didn't think the Home Run Derby would be as titillating as it was, considering you didn't have a lot of star power. It was great. And you had a star, a superstar, end up winning it in the end. A little controversy about whether they followed the rules because his dad was pitching it before the ball would land. Hey, that's good, too. A little controversy never hurt anybody. That's just more, headlines. That's just, more topics for the sports radio world to discuss. So bravo to Major League Baseball. That was a hell of an All-Star weekend, and it was one that would appeal to the younger demographic, which is what they have to do. 55% of their fans are 50 years or older. They got to get younger in a hurry. That kind of All-Star weekend will help you do it. And I forgot, Bryce Harper was at home when he did it. Somebody texted that in, yeah. I mean, that was just that was one of the best All-Star weekends I can remember for Major League Baseball in a really long time. And I think it's because baseball is in a really good place. They just have to market their superstars better. I don't know if they do that enough. Rob Manfred, I'm sure, has learned that lesson. All right, so we'll come back. We'll talk some baseball a little bit later on the show. Let's get to this Kawhi Leonard story, and then we'll work our way to NFL news, notes, and nuggets. Brandon Cooks has a new deal, and, man, I just got freaked out. I got to tell you, I'm not afraid of clowns at all. I'm not afraid of clowns, but Ronald McDonald or somebody dressed as Ronald McDonald just stepped into the booth here. Is this actually Ronald McDonald? Is this a fake Ronald McDonald? This is going to be a fake Ronald McDonald here. Is this real or is this fake? Is this real? I don't know if this is a real Ronald McDonald. I don't know if this is real or not. If something's happening in the studio, there is a Ronald McDonald lookalike or Ronald McDonald is in the studio. I have no idea what's happening. I don't know who let him in there either. I don't know what's going on. Wags, you better, I don't know what, Wags don't look like he knows what's going on either. There's a clown here that, I don't know if it's officially Ronald McDonald or not. I'm scared. And I'm not freaked out by clowns. Please take a picture of that, Wags, so people don't think that I'm making this up, that I randomly did that. I don't usually get distracted doing the show. That distracted me. All right. Okay. Kawhi Leonard. Speaking of clowns, that is a hell of a segue. Well, okay. Sorry. Go ahead, Wags. Explain.
No, I actually got a caller that wants to talk about the Kawhi Leonard and DeMar DeRozan trade, but I was just throwing a little bit. Ronald McDonald coming in here handing out Big Macs and fries.
Is it actually Ronald McDonald?
That is the real Ronald McDonald.
I'm talking about McDonald's affiliate.
Ronald McDonald on the air.
100% Ronald McDonald right here in the studio.
Wow. I'm just saying, it scared me at first.
I can't hear you at all. I can only see you talking. It's incredible.
Okay.
Right before your very eyes.
Wow.
See, you were like, is it really Ronald? It is. It's me. Global
McDonald's. Why is Ronald here?
It's happening tomorrow, so we brought you some food today. A little bit of surprise from us to you, man.
Going in the studio.
Can I go in the studio?
If you want. Yeah, if Rod will have you. I don't know.
Oh, man, I think we're going to talk to Ronald McDonald for a couple of minutes. I have no idea what's happening here. I don't know what's going on in here. I have no idea what's happening here.
All right, Sports Center mode.
Wow, what is going on here? Ronald McDonald has stepped into the studio. I'm freaking out. I'm a little scared. I'm not going to lie to you.
No. You're meeting a global icon.
I am meeting a global icon. Why are you here, global icon?
Well, I heard there were a lot of celebrities inside the studio, so I thought, hey, what better place to come than here to see you and everybody else? Celebrity Central.
I just realized I've never met Ronald McDonald in all of my life.
Well, see, look at that. And how old are you?
I am almost 40. I'm 37. I've never met Ronald McDonald. This is my first time meeting Ronald McDonald.
Today, July 18th, 2018. Here I am in your studio.
I got to take a picture of Ronald McDonald.
We got to take a studio. Hey,
what a crazy day.
If you take a picture, listen, on Instagram, I have my official page, at Ronald McDonald. So if you take a picture, you got to post it up there. You got to follow me, at Ronald McDonald on Instagram. You can show everybody exactly where I am.
Really?
Come on, yeah, you got it.
All right,
when
you follow me, follow me.
I'll follow you.
You want to take a picture real quick? I'm taking a picture of Ronald McDonald. I'm sorry, guys. Okay. This is a once in a lifetime stuff.
We're taking a photo. You ready? Yeah, here we go. Ready?
The Rodcast. You just never know what you're going to get here, man. Anybody just shows up.
Done. All right. I got to take a picture of Ronald McDonald. It's once in a lifetime. My mama would be like, you take a picture.
Good.
There you go. My girlfriend's going to love this.
You know what?
I appreciate it, brother.
I'm loving
okay,
it,
so
too.
Okay, so you're promoting a great event.
Give me a mic. Where's a mic? Give me a mic to talk into.
Take this one. Yeah,
go
right
for
there.
The stand.
Turn this mic
the stand-up variety.
Right
okay. Can you hear me?
You're good.
I can hear
you. Can you hear me now?
Go ahead.
You can't hear me now because I'm not talking.
See, don't do the mind thing. Now, those are the creepy clowns.
So here's what's going on. No, so today is July 18th. Well, tomorrow, July 19th, we have our global McDelivery Day.
Oh,
all
nice.
Around the world, there's going to be the McDelivery going on. And so McDelivery happens each and every day. But tomorrow, it's the big special day, the big granddaddy day. So today, we are coming out to see you guys. We're doing special pop-in visits.
Nice.
We've brought you some stuff out in the other room. So when you're done on the radio, you can come on out. You can enjoy it. I mean, hey, you're having a great time with me now.
Who doesn't like Ronald McDonald?
It's all about the surprise element. You'd never know I was coming, and here I am.
Do you get a lot of negative blowback? Are people anti-
People love me, man.
Yeah,
everywhere
love
I go, people love me. Everywhere
what?
I go. You know, all day long today, I was at the Ronald McDonald House earlier today down in Austin.
With the kids.
Then I went over to the Arcadian Ambulance Center a little later in the afternoon. Everywhere I was going, people were seeing me going, I can't believe Ronald is out and about. And I was like, of course I am.
Hey, man, I grew up when clowns were still in big business. I love Bozo the
Clown. Hey, we still are,
and
man.
You're the most famous clown maybe on the
planet. Oh, you're just saying that. No, keep saying
true.
It. Keep saying it. Keep
no,
saying it. It's
are.
Okay.
No
I love
about it.
It.
Yeah, man, you're killing it right now, man.
Hey,
I
got to say, you know, you have so much energy. I finally found somebody in the studio that has more energy than me. And that's saying a lot. I got to tell you.
Hey, well, I appreciate Okay, give me this. What do you do? Like, do you live here? Are you?
No, I travel around. Come on, McDonald Land, man.
Where does McDonald live?
Well, what's your name, by the way?
Rod.
Okay,
I'm Rod. Ron.
Rod. Ronald. No, I live in McDonald Land, but I travel all around. Like
where
I said,
is McDonald Land is it like the North Pole or something? Like it's like
no,
with
it's
Santa's
here.
Workshop?
It's here, there, and everywhere.
Oh, it's in your heart.
Look at you.
Things.
See, I travel all around. So today I'm here in Austin, but tomorrow I'm going to be somewhere else. The next day I'm going to be somewhere else. Remember, tomorrow is Global McDelivery Day, so I'm going to be traveling all around, going every which way I can for Delivery Day. And McDelivery Day is in the house, everybody. It's right around the corner.
You never get old, Ronald McDonald. You look the same as you did when I was a kid.
I'm very McFit.
I don't know, what can I say? Yeah, you got the...
It's stretching. Now, like I said,
okay.
When you're done, that special surprise is out in the other room for you, okay?
What's out there for you.
You
got some fries? I love the fries.
There's Big Macs. I mean, all that kind of stuff out there. Because like I said, it's a special surprise leading up to McDelivery Day tomorrow, Global McDelivery Day. I keep saying it because, see, it's going to get stuck in your head. Tomorrow, you're going to be like, it's Global McDelivery Day. It's time to get some food. It's amazing.
Hey, Ronald, thank you for the time, brother. I appreciate it.
Thank you for letting me come into your studio.
This was great, man. This is a lifetime event. It's a bucket list thing for me.
I met Ronald McDonald
and hung out with him.
And
kicked it. Yeah.
Now, and you said you're going to show your girlfriend the pictures later. So you can say, look at it. I'm hanging out with my new best friend, Ronald McDonald. I'm just saying you're gonna have to dye your hair red, I think.
I've met a lot of stars in my time, and I got to tell you, you easily might be in the top 10. I mean, think about
Ronald McDonald. Okay, come on. Top five. Come on. You can
top
do
five?
It. Top
know.
Five? Can you do top five?
Top,
maybe?
It's
okay.
Tough.
Hey,
it's
hey.
Tough.
Now, when I walk in here.
I met Matthew McConaughey a couple of times, so he's in the top five. George W.'s in there.
You're
in top 10.
I'm going to put myself top 4 now because I'm seeing all the sports stuff in here because I realize.
Are you a sports connoisseur?
No. I'm going to put you up to a challenge. Here we go. Since you are the all-knowing sportsman in this studio.
Not at all. Nope, that's crazy.
Okay.
Nope.
So, that's why they're all laughing in the control room on the other side.
That's
not
true at all.
So here we go. Here's a question. Let's see. It's a 10-second challenge, the Ronald McDonald 10-second challenge for you. Okay, now I'm gonna tell you what I want you to do, and then the timer's not going to start until you actually start guessing, okay? So you have 10 seconds. I want you to name six sports that are played without a ball.
That are played without a ball?
Played without a ball. Six
sports. Is wrestling
sports.
A sport? You can say that. Boxing, wrestling.
There you go.
MMA, any combat sport.
Almost there. Two more. All you need is two more.
Man.
You're at 3 seconds. 2 seconds.
Oh, what is it?
You know, curling. You could have said curling. You could have said track and field. Track and field
track
is a good one
field.
To go
That's
with.
True.
Yes.
Yeah. Only thing worse than track is field.
You could say badminton. Badminton. Yeah. That, it's not really the. It's not a ball. It's a little birdie that you're hitting over there.
True.
I mean,
this is a good point.
And that is actually in the Olympics too.
That's a good point.
Yes, Ronald McDonald has stumped you. But it's okay. It's okay. Something else you can write home about.
There you go.
Ronald McDonald stumped me in the studio today.
Ronald McDonald knows sports too. What doesn't Ronald McDonald do?
That's the thing. What don't I do?
Say that five times fast. What doesn't Ronald McDonald do?
Okay, go. Come on. Let's go. Keep going.
I can't.
The challenge is too much.
Hey, brother, I appreciate you coming in here, man.
I appreciate you letting me come on in here. I mean, hey, you know what? Your energy, like I said, is going to continue. When I leave this room, I have now energized you for the rest of the hour.
This is true.
I mean, are you going for another hour? How many more hours are you on radio?
To the end of the 3 o'clock.
Okay, good. So you are now set. You are set for three, maybe. You're good to go.
No, I'm riding a high because I just hung out with Ronald McDonald. You know what I mean?
I like
I'm on
the
a
way
natural high, brother.
Hey, thank you so much for letting me come on in here. I'll let you get back to your work, but again, Global McDeliver Day.
One question. Is there a Miss McDonald?
No, there's not a Miss McDonald. There's me, and
now we got
Grimace. Oh. We got Mary McCheese. We got the Hamburglar. We got my whole troop.
So you guys
are
a bunch of bachelors hanging out.
No, what are you talking about? No, we hang out with everybody.
Do you guys like the company of women?
No, we hang out with everybody. We hang out with everybody. Come on, man.
Are any of you guys married? That's all I'm asking. Have you dated anybody?
I had heard that Grimace was actually thinking about getting married at some point, but I don't think he has yet. So I'll let you know if I find out. I will let you know.
You know what? Yeah.
I think Grimace is getting married. I don't know.
Your crew needs a little diversity. That's what I'm saying.
I'll talk to you later. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. And like I said, thanks for letting me come on in.
Thank you, Ronald. You're the man. I love you.
You're the man. I'm the clown.
I'm telling you. I know it. No, clowns love me, man. Clowns and mascots love me. I mean, I think it's a black thing. I think you guys just like black people. I don't know.
It's a cool thing. You're cool.
Is that what it is? A cool thing?
All the way.
I love it.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
All right.
Thanks, everybody. Hey, I'll see you later out there in the radio land.
I got to tell you, Ronald McDonald was way cooler than I ever thought he was going to be. Can I say that? I knew he was going to be cool, but I didn't know he was going to be that cool. I can go hang out and have a Bud Light with Ronald McDonald. Does Ronald McDonald drink Bud Light? Probably not. He can have a Pepsi, and I'll drink Bud Light. How about that one? Yeah, a Pepsi, a Coke, or something like that. No, Ronald McDonald is the man. I never met Ronald McDonald in my life. That's beautiful. That was awesome. No Miss McDonald the whole time. So he's basically like Leonardo DiCaprio. He's just out there playing the field. He's a single man. He's loving every man. And his whole crew, they're all single guys. You know what I mean? Yeah. All right. We got a caller? Really? They want to talk about Ronald McDonald?
They want to talk a little bit about this Toronto-San Antonio
That's what we were
going to
talk about before Ronald McDonald pleasantly interrupted the show. So that was actually a delight. It really was. Okay, let's take taking the caller. Here's the caller's name. What's his name? The
guy's name is Charlie.
Charlie, welcome to the broadcast. What's up?
Hey, man. That was pretty cool for you.
It really was. I know. Nobody else enjoyed it, but I did. It's great.
Hey, so I wanted to get your opinion on this trade, and if it kind of gives San Antonio a little bit of a bad boy feel now, because if you mess with us, we're going to ship you out to Toronto type scenario.
Oh, thanks for the call, brother. I don't know if that's a reputation you want in an NBA where the players are determining. You know, they're brokering so many of these moves. You want to have a reputation that you work with your superstars, that, you know, if you bring in superstars, that they are an active part in the organizational plan, how teams treat LeBron James when he becomes a part of the team, or how they treat Kevin Durant. And that's what these players want. So I think for the Spurs, You know, they still have the reputation because they have Greg Popovich. Kawhi Leonard just may be an outlier where, you know, he doesn't really reflect on the Spurs' relationship with their players. He's just a guy that wanted out. It went wrong for a lot of other reasons. And I think the popularity level for a guy like Kawhi, his Q score, if you will, his popularity has decreased and diminished as a result of this scandal. And I don't know if the Spurs' respect level has diminished that much. I think people still respect the Spurs organization. They respect Kawhi Leonard less. I think we all respect Kawhi Leonard less after this whole ordeal, period. We all do. Now, his athletic level and his ability to play basketball, different discussion. He's a top five player when he's healthy. But I think we all have a negative opinion, or at least a less than complimentary opinion of Kawhi Leonard after this saga. Him, just how he handled himself professionally. So for the Spurs, though, I will say this. You know, the Spurs made the playoffs without Kawhi Leonard last year. And LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, they were able to reinvent LaMarcus Aldridge even after he wanted to be traded 2 years ago, and now he's playing like an all-star. They don't know what's going to happen with Manu Ginobili. They re-signed Rudy Gay, re-signed Bertans, Marco Bellinelli is back, Kyle Anderson gone, Tony Parker gone. You know, the Spurs just may be in a situation where they have to rebuild. Listen, how long is Pop going to stay? I mean, when is Pop leaving? If Pop decides that he wants to leave, and I can't see Pop coaching for 5 or 6, 7 more years, then you're looking at the Spurs essentially rebuilding that organization, especially now with Kawhi gone. And yes, can they compete in the West? Of course they can. With DeMar DeRozan, who's Kawhi Leonard light, if you will, still an all-star, can play at an all-NBA level at his peak. But they got LaMarcus Aldridge. You know, they still got Rudy Gay. They still got some people. DeJounte Murray is a fantastic young point guard who's one of the best defensive players in the NBA. You know, they still got pieces to compete. And if you're the Toronto Raptors, if Kawhi Leonard plays, if Butts, Candy's Nuts, if he plays, hell, you just upgraded over DeMar DeRozan. And if you made it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, no reason to think you can't make it that far this year. Even if you do have a change in head coach, because Kawhi Leonard is that much better, and if he's motivated. The word on the street, based on the report from Chris Haynes, Kawhi has no desire to play for the Raptors. Chris Broussard even said, his sources said, even if the Raptors win the title, that Kawhi Leonard is like, nope, I'm not re-signing with the Raptors. So based on Kawhi, with the reports out of Kawhi Leonard's camp, he's not re-signing with the Raptors, and that they are disgruntled and upset about this move to send them to what used to be the Siberia of the NBA in the Toronto Raptors. And the Raptors can't catch a break, right? Every time the Raptors get a superstar, that superstar wants to leave. And it's like it's Toronto. It ain't Oklahoma City, which, by the way, I shouldn't say that anymore because they kept Paul George. But Tracy McGrady was on the verge of something special, and he skipped out to Orlando. Vince Carter, who was once a human highlight reel, he wanted to leave and go to New Jersey. Chris Bosh left to go to Miami to go team up with LeBron, and they shipped DeMar DeRozan and Dwayne Casey, fire him, in their best season ever. They're winning as coach and arguably their best player, or one of their best players ever. So either lost as an organization, or they figured, you know what, we're going to upgrade, and yes, we're going to give up a protected first-round pick. We're going to give up one of our better young players, and, you know, we're going to give up DeMar DeRozan, one of our best players of all time, but an opportunity to rent Kawhi Leonard for a year and hopefully woo him, all right, and woo him enough to, you know, try to change his mind or persuade him to become a Toronto Raptor. And honestly, that's just going to be really tough. I just went over the list of stars that want to leave Toronto. And I don't know why stars don't like Toronto. Toronto is great, but I guess it is far away from where a lot of these guys probably have homes and where their families are. But Toronto is a great city. You would think for a single young NBA player making a lot of money, it'd be great. But Toronto wasn't seen as really cool and hasn't been seen as really cool because a lot of players don't spend a lot of time in it. And there's not a great culture there. Players want to go to these, you know, these different glamour markets that have really good culture. L.A. and Hollywood, Miami and South Beach. Houston actually has a really good culture in terms of like the attracting young people where young people want to live. Also, you know, no state tax helps a little bit, too. So I think for if you're attracting one of these young guys and even Golden State now, you know, they're talking about the culture. They're a tech. They kind of have a tech culture there, and it's very progressive and cutting edge. And so I think when you're, you know, the San Antonio Spurs, they just have a great basketball culture, period. Like, that's what they sell. They don't really sell the city like a lot of other places in Toronto. You know, I don't know what they sell. They don't really have a culture. They're just building that. They can sell the city. Toronto, I think, is a great city, but you don't know if it is compatible with a guy like Kawhi Leonard. And we don't. Nobody really knows what Kawhi Leonard likes or doesn't like. We just know he wants to go to the West Coast and he wants to be closer to home. But can Toronto pull off a similar kind of coup d'etat that Oklahoma City did when they were able to keep Paul George there? Instead of Paul George going to, you know, going over to the West Coast and going to L.A. and going with Magic Johnson and teaming up with LeBron, he decided to stay in OKC and team up with Russell Westbrook. And I think most people now looking at that, or at least the Toronto Raptors are looking at that and saying, so you're telling me there's a chance? Yes. It may be a snowball's chance in hell, but there's a chance. It could happen. And I think if you're the Toronto Raptors, I admire them rolling the dice. And, you know, we've seen it. Chris Paul, CP3 was a rental player. He was a one-year rental, if you will. And the Rockets gave up a ton for him. The Rockets gave up Lou Williams, Pat Beverly, Montrezl Harrell. They gave up Sam Decker. They gave up a future first-round pick. They gave up more than Toronto's giving up for Kawhi. And they, you know, you could argue or in terms of players and assets, but no DeMar DeRozan in that group. But they gave up a ton, and they gave it up with the expectation that they would only have him for a year, and they would have to convince him to stay. Same thing with Paul George. Have to convince him to stay. I think Toronto's banking on convincing him to stay, and I'll reiterate it, and I said in the first hour, if Toronto's going to convince a young player like that to stay, sounds crazy and it sounds unorthodox, but they need to bring in Drake, who's their biggest fan, all right? And he is probably the biggest ambassador of pop culture from Canada. They got to bring, and probably the best top rapper in the game now, a lot of things. He's breaking records, Billboard records that the Beatles had, all right, forever. Then they got to bring that dude on. He's a huge Raptors fan. He would help them try to recruit Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard may be down with it. We know Kawhi Leonard wants more. He wants his brand to grow and expand. He wants to grow his brand. And maybe Drake, who's a master at brand management, can help him manage and proliferate his brand. And Drake's an international brand. Maybe he can help him, take him under his wing. And if you don't think that, you know, rappers have that kind of influence, why did Puma just hire Jay-Z to be one of their executives? Because Jay-Z is married to Beyonce, and young players coming out of college, if they can get on the phone with Jay-Z, they might sign with Puma just because of Jay-Z. Just because Jay-Z puts them on the phone, lets them talk to Beyonce. They might do that. And I think Toronto Raptors' best shot at re-signing Kawhi, you got to bring in Champagne Poppy. You got to bring in Drake. Drake will help you close the deal. That's how you got to do it. Other than that, I don't know if there's a good chance that he stays. He wants to go to the West Coast, and I know the Lakers and Magic Johnson, not that he's tampering, even though he's been fined twice for it this season, but he's working the channels and working the back channels probably to get that done. All right, we got to take a break here. There was a lot in that segment. Ronald McDonald, Kawhi Leonard. So we'll come back, reset, talk some NFL. There is the Dallas Cowboys, Randy Gregory story we got to get to, and Le'Veon Bell. All that and more when we return. This is the Rodcast on the Horn, 104.9 AM 1260. All right, welcome back to the Rodcast. Still trying to wrap my brain around why Ronald McDonald was here just hanging out in the studio. Really freaked me out, I'm not going to lie. Not scared of clowns, but I genuinely was, like, freaked out by that one. Like, I just don't get it. Clowns are creepy, period. I don't care what kind of clown you are, you're creepy. And Ronald McDonald, God bless him, because I think Ronald McDonald is a cool clown. Ronald McDonald's kind of creepy. All right, he is. Bozo, all of them, all those damn clowns. They're all a little bit creepy, you know what I mean? As you get older, it's weird. Clowns are one of those things that when you're young, you think clowns are cool, but as you get older, they get creepy. You know what I mean? That's why it's weird. When you're young, you're like, you love clowns. And as you get older, you're like, that clown is creepy. It's like, oh, it's like ice cream trucks. When you're young, you love ice cream trucks. And as you get older, you realize, an ice cream truck, man, is kind of creepy. And that guy, remember when you're young, you're like, oh, get an ice cream for an ice cream man. And as you get older, you realize the ice cream man, he's kind of shady. Look at him. Mm-hmm. Why does he want to be driving an ice cream truck?
What all is going on?
Why is he attracted to that job where he's selling ice cream to kids rolling around with the song? Remember that creepy song? Yeah, exactly.
Jack in the Box.
Always creepy. And Jack in the Box clown, actually, also kind of creepy. Jack's a clown, right?
You're rolling around jamming some Master P, Mr. Ice Cream Man.
Now, that would be cool. I wouldn't trust that ice cream man either. That kid, no kid should be buying from that ice cream man. Either way, don't trust the ice cream man. And maybe don't trust the clowns, but Ronald McDonald, that was cool. Actually, I've never met Ronald McDonald in my life, so actually, I'll check it off the bucket list. Okay. Let's talk about the NFL for a second. We'll get back to the Kawhi Leonard discussion, but Randy Gregory is a discussion we got to get into, and we'll talk about Le'Veon Bell. Let's start with the Le'Veon Bell situation. Okay, so Le'Veon Bell wants a brand new contract. He doesn't want to be franchise tagged again, and the Pittsburgh Steelers are willing to pay for the position of running back, the top value of the position is, which is that franchise tag. And I think he's going to be guaranteed around $14 million, all right, this year. But he wants a contract. He wants security. He wants a long-term deal. And that's just not wise for a running back. And we all know how running backs age. All right, and I'll give you the stat. And this is the stat that all the NFL teams have, that all the scouts have, and this is why the running back position is as valuable as the most valuable kicker these days. I'll give you those numbers too. But if you look at the production of running backs since 2001 with a minimum average of 75 carries per season, okay, so they average at least 75 carries per season, overall, you see their careers peak at age 27. Their production, their rushing totals drop by 15% by the time they turn 28. They drop by 25% by the time they turn 29. And they drop by 40% by the time they turn 30. Yes, there are exceptions to that. There are the Adrian Petersons of the world. There are exceptions to the rule. But for the most part, that's how running backs age. And if you look at the franchise tag numbers for this season, for individual positions, the highest is quarterback. It's at $23 million for the franchise tag. All right. And wide receiver is at $15 million. Defensive ends at $17 million. This is the value of the position based on the franchise tag. Linebacker is at $14 million along with cornerback. But safety is at $11 million along with running back at $11 million. You know what I mean? Only safety and running back are at $11 million. Everything else, linebackers, O linemen are at $14 million. The tight end position is valued at $9 million. So tight end and kicker and safety are the only positions valued below running back in terms of the franchise tag value. And that's what the Pittsburgh Steelers want to spend on a guy like, you know, Le'Veon Bell, who has had so much wear and tear. And he's been 30% of their offense for the last 2 years, 25% of their touchdowns. He accounts for 20% of their receptions the last 2 years. He's just been a workhorse in a world where we're used to having show ponies, all right, because we're used to a running back by committee. And he's a guy that can carry the entire load, so he is an outlier. But the average NFL running back makes like 25% of what the quarterback makes, and like 70% of what a wide receiver makes, and 85% of what a tight end makes. Most teams are utilizing depth at running back, and they're using a running back by committee. And Le'Veon Bell, you know, he doesn't really need a committee, but that's also a gift and a curse for him, because people assume, at least the coaches and the NFL front offices assume, and the Pittsburgh Steelers in this conversation as well, they assume he's going to wear out quicker because he's had such a workload all throughout his career as being one of the top receivers on the team and being the leading rusher on the team. And, you know, teams just don't believe you need a great 1,000-yard rusher or a workhorse to be a great offense. The last Super Bowl winner to have a 1,000-yard rusher that they originally drafted since 2000, I want to say you got a Jamal Lewis. I think you got to get into that. I think he was one of the first-round guys last team to draft a running back to win and win a Super Bowl with the running back they drafted. Then, you know, Joseph Addai in that conversation. But usually guys are able to piecemeal the running back position together with different skill sets. A guy that's great on third down, another guy that may be really good between the tackles. Maybe you have a first and a second down guy. Maybe you got a guy that you can split out and line up in a slot. I mean, the Patriots are a prime example of this. The Patriots have done it for years. You know, they bring in all these different guys and, you know, they piecemeal the running back position together. And they've really done it effectively over the years, whether you're talking about, you know, Deion Lewis, all these different guys that they are able to use. And, you know, they, like Garrett Blunt, being another guy who has a different skill set, but, you know, they're able to maximize it. So nobody wants an old running back. That's what it comes down to. If you look at the production from 2017 for the Patriots, Deion Lewis, James White, Rex Burkhead, they combined for 405 touches for 2,228 yards and 20 touchdowns. Le'Veon Bell in 2017, he had 406 touches on his own for 1,946 yards and 11 touchdowns. So the trio for the Patriots was more productive and probably was cheaper. And it probably was better for the, you know, the overall depth of the team because you weren't wearing out one running back. And I think that's where most NFL teams now want to go when it comes to running back. Not everybody. The Dallas Cowboys, I don't know if they're going in that direction. They got a workhorse. Of course, if you're looking at the Rams with Todd Gurley, he's still a workhorse running back. So teams have him, but it's not a necessity. And if you're Le'Veon Bell, you need the Steelers more than the Steelers need you because there's not really a market for an aging running back to get paid those types of dollars. Nobody likes old running backs. Nobody likes old strippers. Nobody likes old rappers. All right, 45, 50-year-old rappers. Nobody really wants to go see those guys. That's the reason Jay-Z's not. That's the reason when Jay-Z goes on tour now, he makes sure he goes on tour with Beyonce. He ain't going on tour by himself. You want to know why? Nobody really want to go see Jay-Z. You don't want to go see some 45-year-old rapper by himself. You don't. Jay-Z and Beyonce? Oh, yeah, let's go there. I'll go see that. That's why old rappers, they gotta transform. They got to become, you know, Ice-T becomes Detective Tutuola, and Ice Cube is now acting in family films, and Snoop Dogg is doing shows with Martha Stewart because you can't be a 45, 50-year-old rapper. Nobody wants to hear you talking about pimping women and doing drugs. You know what I mean? It's unbecoming for a 50-year-old man. Everybody agrees with that. You know what I mean? So you got to evolve. And, you know, old strippers, nobody wants to go tip a 45-year-old stripper. By that time, you should have your nursing degree or you should have whatever the hell you were working your way through. And that's why you were stripping. It should be done by then, by the time you're 45. So there are some, you know, there's some professions where age discrimination is going to play a big role. Running back is one of them. You just can't be an old running back. The NFL, they've already determined it has no value to have an old running back. Now, let's get to the Dallas Cowboys and Randy Gregory. So Randy Gregory has been temporarily reinstated. It's a conditional reinstatement. So he's basically on probation. He's got to do a lot of things. He's got to go to some classes. He's got to pass all the drug tests, whatever. But if he remains vigilant and he does not slip up, he'll be back for the Cowboys. And this season, of course, he's got to make the roster. He's got to make the team. Everybody assumes he will. But if you start thinking now about the Cowboys' pass rush, and I was looking at Pro Football Focus pass rush rankings, and this is before the Randy Gregory news, and it had the Cowboys with the 8th best pass rush in the NFL. Their pressure percentage, which is the amount of time, now often the D-line applies pressure to the quarterback, the opposing quarterback, 38.4%. That was 7th best in the NFL. The best defensive line or pass rush in the NFL is Philadelphia. They have They have a 40.8 pressure percentage. They apply pressure to the opposing quarterback 40% of the time. Second was Jacksonville. Third, Chargers. Melvin Ingram and Joey Bosa. They're probably the best bookend ends in the league. L.A. Rams are fourth. That's Ndamukong Suh and Aaron Donald. Best D-tackle combination in NFL history. And the Texans are number five. They got Watt. They got Merciless. They got Clowney. Number six, the Washington racial slurs. Number seven is Denver. That's only because of Von Miller. And number eight is Dallas. Now Dallas, eighth best pass rush in the league, if you're asking Pro Football Focus, adds Randy Gregory to the mix of DeMarcus Lawrence, all right, one of the top three sack artists in the NFL last year. David Irving, who has 11.5 sacks in 35 games, but 11 of those sacks in the last 23 games. Tyrone Crawford, who's a great, kind of switch D lineman. You can play him at D end, play him at D tackle. And remember, they added Ziggy Ansah. Don't forget about that. Who had 12 sacks in 2017. And he had 14.5 sacks in 2015. He's a natural pass rusher. So you got Ziggy Ansah along with DeMarcus Lawrence, who are natural pass rushers. Then you add David Irving, who can play D-tackle or D-N, along with Tyrone Crawford. Don't forget about Taco Charlton, also can play D-tackle or D-N. That's important when you want to have the NASCAR packages, the pass rushing packages on passing downs, like the Giants used to do back in the day. So now you can put David Irving on the field along with Tyrone Crawford inside, DeMarcus Lawrence and Ansah on the outside. Ooh, that's scary. And, you know, you're looking at the D-tackles with Malik Collins and Jaheed Ward. They're steady, nothing spectacular. But you got so much pass-rushing ability on that D-line, you don't need great D-tackles. And then you drafted Leighton Vander Esch, LVE, to go along with Sean Lee. So your linebackers, hopefully, fingers crossed with Jalen Smith, that's stacked. And we all know they reinvented the defensive backfield a couple of years ago with and bringing in Chris Richard, the Seattle Seahawks defensive back coach, but now with Byron Jones moving the corner, and they got Anthony Brown, Jordan Lewis, Xavier Woods, Jeff Heath, Shadobe Awuzie. I think that Cowboys defense may be one of the biggest surprises of the season in the NFL next year, if everything falls into place with Rod Marinelli, if it all falls into place, and if they go get Earl Thomas. Ooh, we'll talk about this a little bit more tomorrow. I'll just read the Instagram post by Earl Thomas. So many stories have dropped, we hadn't got a chance to really get into it. But Earl Thomas Instagrammed this out earlier this week. He said, "Always been the underdog, ain't nothing new. Extend, ... If you don't want me, let's make a trade happen. I understand it's a biz." And the emoji of praying hands, a football. So he wants out of Seattle, and I wonder if the Cowboys are going to make that move. He said, if I'm available, come get me. He's not truly available. That's what he told the Cowboys. Come get me. He's not available, but he's putting smoke signals out there. We'll come back, get into some crosstalk, some more Longhorn discussion from the Big 12 Media Days. Wrap it up, put it in the oven right here on the broadcast. This is the Horn 104.9 AM 1260.
I forgot my favorite man sitting over there. His name is
Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina. Mr. Doubleina, Mr. Bob Doubleina.
Okay, all right, welcome back to the broadcast. Getting ready to wrap it up, put it in the oven. The Raptors and the Spurs, of course, that's the big news, agreed to trade Kawhi Leonard to the Raptors in exchange for DeMar DeRozan. And you know what? This is the whole story, because DeMar DeRozan went on his Instagram account, and DeMar DeRozan has said basically that the Raptors lied to him. They sold him out. They told him that he wouldn't be traded. And, of course, he ends up being traded to the Spurs in exchange for Kawhi Leonard. And Kawhi Leonard, of course, he wanted out of San Antonio. But for whatever reasons, he was disgruntled, didn't like things that were said about him. He didn't like Pop, didn't like the Spurs, whatever reason. And it's one of those reasons why, you know, Kawhi Leonard is brokering to get more power, because a guy like DeMar DeRozan gave the team everything, committed to him, and they trade him out of town. That's the way the team is about business. But when it's about business for the players, even if it is them doing something, I think in the face of what the fans want, you know, people consider that person to be cancer or to be somewhat of a malcontent. But the franchises do this all the time. Anyway, all right. Let's get to a little crosstalk. Chad is down at the North End Zone getting ready, right, for a little meet and greet with Tom Herman.
Yes, sir. If I turned my head to the right, I can see stands. I can see, you know, Big 12 championships, Darrell K. Royal, Texas Memorial Stadium. It's almost football time.
Almost football time. So what's coming up on the show today? What do you guys got in store?
Well, we're hoping to grab Coach Herman about 6 o'clock. And if people missed Coach Herman from Media Day, we're going to replay that in the 5 o'clock hour because we get to go down on the field and take some sort of, like, horn picture at DKR. And that's got to happen at 5 o'clock. So we're going to have the Tom Herman interview. We may play the Chris Del Conte interview that Trey and Brad were able to do. Talk to Dustin McComas in the show in the 4 o'clock hour. Talk some Texas football and baseball with him. Plus, there's just a lot of weird stories out there today, Rod. Feels like it's a strange summer day. We'll talk about the sadness of Kawhi Leonard and that whole thing, but also, man, Larry Fedora, the pitcher from the Brewers last night. There's a lot of weird stories out there.
Yeah, it's almost, well, you're right, it's one of those days in the what's kind of the sports dead season where there's almost too much to talk about in one day, especially with the Kawhi Leonard saga.
Right, this is the time of year where NFL coaches are praying that their players don't do anything dumb. And it feels like it's that time because if anything happens, anything at all, it becomes a story. And we've got a few of those today, including Nick Saban saying that the media created the quarterback controversy, which is weird because I don't remember the media member that sent in Tua Tagovailoa, but apparently he did. Mm-hmm. Apparently there was some writer from Alabama that sent him in there and created the whole problem.
Yeah, seriously, unless you are a Jedi with the force at your disposal, there's no way you can influence Nick Saban.
Exactly.
All right, brother. Well, I'll join you down there for the meet and greet and for the picture coming up a little bit later on. And have a great show as always. See you guys later on.
Look forward to seeing you. Do not dress like Ronald McDonald. It'll freak me out.
I won't. I know. Clowns usually don't freak me out, but that was, I got to tell you, Ronald McDonald, I never seen him face to face. It freaked me out.
It shook him.
Yeah.
That's crazy, man. Crazy.
All right, Chad and Kevin coming up next. I want to thank my man Wags. He's not back there twisting and tweaking the dials right now. Right now is the thing, my man Brian, so I want to thank him for his efforts. Remember, folks, Revolution will not be televised. We'll be talking about it right here on the broadcast. Chad and Kevin coming up next. Don't go anywhere. Love you guys. Have a great night. Peace.
The next episode, hey.